The verse for today is so totally appropriate and beautiful. It's from Psalm 150, and it's the very last verse of the Psalms. And it says, "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." Isn't that beautiful? Do you have breath? Then you are commissioned this morning to praise the Lord.
Amen.
However, the old English gentleman did this translation. It's from King James Version Bible. And they just had blinders on because they didn't see what that really meant. What does it mean to praise? Well, you think of praise. We go, okay.
Praise the Lord.
No, we have much more liberty than that. In the Hebrew, what this word is, it means it's halal. It's from the Strong's Concordance. And the Hebrew means to be clear. To be clear, to shine, to make a show in church.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. To make a show as we praise the Lord. To boast. We can boast about our Lord. We can celebrate Him. We can be even clamorously foolish. Oh, no, you only do that at football games. I don't think so. Or today. What should I say today? Is it NASCAR today? What is it today? What's the race today? Oh, it's golf today. It's the Masters today. I know that. And you could be clamorously foolish for your favorite player. Anyway, to rave, to celebrate, to glory, to even give light. That's what this word praise means. It means all these wonderful things, and it means to sing. So we're going to stand, we're going to say this verse together, and then we are going to celebrate Jesus and really enjoy worshiping Him this morning. So, Psalm 150, verse 6. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Let's celebrate.